Well, let's finish up with our best bets, our actions, family values. Professor, what have you got for us?
Tony, wanted you to join me and the listeners on a sort of a circular view of the smorgasbord of opportunities that are ahead. And wanted to start with just some ideas before we start eating. And this is something inspired by The Killer, which is that everything's airtight till the billionaire wants a Densuka watermelon. And so what I mean by that with Golden Globes generally is just caution. It's a newly reinvented organization. They've got a point to prove. They're on TV this year and they need a positive story to tell. So that gives us an insight into their incentives. And if we know their incentives, that can give us a little bit of an insight into what the outcome would be. So just for some ideas, and I'll jump into some Emmy's ideas after this, is the Time Person of the Year, a person who last year generated over $200 million for every single concert. This person is dating an NFL player, and when that NFL player is playing the game and his girlfriend is attending the game, the TV ratings get a massive boost. It is within the realms of possibility, not yet pull the trigger on this, that Taylor Swift can actually win the new category of cinematic box office achievement of $4.50 at the Golden Globes. And she's going to be there. She's the biggest pop star on the planet. So just watch that space. So then, Tony, this weekend, we then get into the Creative Arts Awards for the Emmys. And there we will see the awards given to casting. And here's some interesting statistics to look out for. So comedy, the last 10 years, 7 of the 10 winners of casting go on to win Best Comedy. 7 out of 10. Last 5 years, that number increases to 80%. Now, Jury Duty is on the bubble. It's very competitive, but it's a watch because at the moment, it's $51 to take out Best Comedy on Unibet. So if it takes out casting, absolutely go to town. So then on to the Razzies, Tony. Again, we're just circling the smorgasbord. We're not going to sample anything to eat at the moment. Now, I'm also proud to announce, listeners are hearing it first, that I am a member of the Razzies organization. I'm a voting member.
Congratulations.
So I am inside the machine, Tony. And I've got many thoughts, many thoughts. It's a watch on many performances and titles. So a watch on Ashton Kutcher and Jonah Hill, who did not have a good year this year. And the Razzies organization, and I'll try and influence the vote. We'll try and go after these individuals. We've got The Flash, Aquaman, The Marvels, Rebel Moon. There's a stack of really good titles there to choose from. But I wanted to sort of go retrospective on a best bet that I had previously, which is around Big Shark, which at the time was $3.50. It's currently the favorite. It's not popping up anywhere on the worst of lists. It's not seen. And I think that's sort of a concern to sort of then it's not likely to win the Razzie. And nor do I think the second contender of Winnie the Pooh. I don't think that's going to win either. Because just to give you some stats, the last 10 years of Razzie's Worst Pictures winners have been given to, 5 out of 10 of the last 10 years, have been given to high-profile films. So think of Blonde, Cats, Fantastic Four, 50 Shades of Grey. 2 of the last 10 have been political sort of titles. So Absolute Proof, no, Max, that's one of your favorites. Then there was a film about Hillary Clinton. I managed to miss that one. And then 3 of them are then independent ones. So a recent one that won for that was Diana the Musical. So in total, Tony, I think the Razzie's Worst Picture is up for grabs. And I don't think it's the two front runners. So then let's move into the smorgasbord, Tony, and get into some best bets. So for the Oscars, Ryan Gosling, Best Supporting Actor, he is close behind RDJ and $4.33 with a medium conviction there. Oscars, Lily Gladstone at $2.25 I think she's marginally in front of Emma Stone now, and at $2.25, that's a high conviction play. For Paul Giamatti, I rate his prospects at the moment at least a 25% or a 4-to-1 chance. Odds at TAB for $8, great value, medium conviction for that one. And then we move into Paul Giamatti for the Golden Globes. Now, there are 16 Gold Derby experts, 13 of them, or 81%, have Paul Giamatti in top spot. I've got him rated at least a 60% probability of winning. Odds at $2, that's medium conviction for there. And then Bradley Cooper, also medium to high conviction on him to win the Best Actor in Drama. That's available for $2.40. And then Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep has been nominated at the Golden Globes a record 30 times. So 7 of the 8 Gold Derby experts have Streep in the top spot. And for $1.65, I think that's a bit too long in the odds. That's it, Tony. That's all I got.
Oh, fantastic work, Professor. Loved it. Loved the menu at the start, and then I loved gobbling it all up afterwards. Well done. Max, have you got any tasty treats for us?
The only one that I would follow up on, and it's one that I've kind of gone all in on, I guess, is Gladstone for Best Actress at the Oscars. I think at over $2, yeah, should get on that, and it's a high conviction.
All right, I've got a big bunch just to join in with you. Lot Critics' Choice Awards, which are a couple of weeks away. Lead actor Giamatti's paying $6 at Sportsbet. He's just been gaining some heat over the last few weeks, and he'll likely win the Golden Globe, I think, next week. It's either him or Jeffrey Wright. If he does win, the Critics' Choice Award voting starts, when does it start? It starts on January 5th and goes till January 12th. So if he wins, he gets to make a speech. I think that's, especially at that price, it's worth jumping on now just in case. So medium conviction there. Giamatti paying $6 at Sportsbet for Critics' Choice. The Golden Globes, as we always say, stay away from the Globes. But if you're a glutton for punishment, as I am, let's have a look at Best Film Comedy Musical. Barbie paying $2.40 at TAB. Now, Poor Things is favourite for the Globe for Comedy Musical. I'm not sure it's really dominating the conversation since its release, when it got released last month in the States. So I think Barbie is a pretty good bet at that price, $2.40 at TAB. So small, medium conviction there.
And that fits in with Professor's thesis too about Globes being on television and it to be kind of like a big extravaganza and a fun event. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you want to see Robbie on stage as producer, you know, if she's not going to get up as actress. Non-English language film at the Globes. Past Lives is the fave here, and it's a good price at $2.10. If you can get enough on, I think it's probably worth something. But I think Past Lives might be too American for voters to consider in the non-English language film category. So I like Anatomy of a Fall, $3.25 at Sportsbet for the Globe. Small, medium conviction on that. I reckon that's worth something. Also at the Globes, supporting actor. I think I can easily see a Barbie sweep at the Globes. I can see it getting picture for comedy musical, see it getting screenplay, see it getting song. So Gosling paying $5 for supporting actor at the Globes at Sportsbet, Unibet, TabTouch, Bet365. Small conviction, but I think that's too good a price to pass up, especially if Barbie Sweep is going to come. Supporting actress at the Globes. I think Brooks is going to win the SAG. I think Brooks gives a performance. It's a much more SAG-friendly performance than Randolph. As we explained earlier, I think Brooks, she has all the emotion. She gets to sing and dance. I think the SAG membership will really, they'll tap into that. So maybe the Globes is the place where she breaks through and starts the challenge Randolph. Paying $4.50 at TabTouch Unibet, Brooks. Small conviction, but I think that price is good. Maybe this is the place where she starts to take a run. Last one at the Globes. score, Robbie Robertson for Killers of the Flower Moon. Maybe I'm just being sentimental here. He's paying $10 at Sportsbet. He's got a better shot than 10 to 1. Oh,
that's good.
Yeah, so just throw 10 bucks on that. I think that's definitely worth a bet. No TV Globe bets for me at this stage. All right, the Oscars. Best actor. Yes, my Domingo train has derailed. he's still doing the rounds very hard. He's everywhere. He's just not connecting for whatever reason. So it's all about the Giamatti Express, I think, now. He's got some momentum from the regionals, and the odds are really tasty. Best actor, $8 at Sportsbet. That's a medium conviction for me. Best actress, Gladstone, $2.25 and max at Bet365. Yeah, Poor Things, like I said, it's been out for a month. Stone's getting, you know, still getting very strong reviews, but it just hasn't been that explosion that we thought. So I think Gladstone has it. And the Liberal Guilt is going to be strong with this one. High conviction. Just go big on Gladstone at 225. Yep, high conviction. Best Picture. There was an article we put up, I think, last week. Are we sleeping on Barbie for Best Picture? It's made a ton of money. People love it. Like, regular people love it. Critics love it. It's been, like, top 10 on almost every Best Of list. And it's breaking nomination records. And yet, it's paying like 17 at Neds and Lads for Best Picture. Small conviction, just, you know, 10 or 20 bucks on it. But if it gets up at the Globes, and it really well could, it's going to be a real contender for Best Picture at the Oscars. That, and that price is going to plummet. So jump on now, I think, just in case, 10, 20 bucks. Have a look at that. Original Screenplay. Have a look at the winners of Original Screenplay over the last few years, all right? Everything Everywhere, Belfast, Promising Young Woman, Parasite, Green Book, Get Out, Manchester by the Sea. Now, whatever you think of the variable quality of those films, they're all very authorial. You know, they're very personal. They're sort of either semi or wholly autobiographical. What ticks those boxes this year? Which film sort of best slots into that group? The top four in the odds? Barbie, Holdovers, Anatomy, Past Lives. Past Lives seems like the absolute obvious fit for this category for me. When you're thinking Everything Everywhere, Belfast, Promising Young Woman, even Green Book. $2.75 at Sportsbet for Original Screenplay. High conviction. I'm going very deep on Past Lives. I know, Max, you said earlier you'd like Holdovers. I'm going very, very deep on Past Lives. This is my play.
You've been pretty good on the screenplays in the past, Tony. Yes, you got Belfast. That was very hurtful for Paul Thomas Anderson fans. I couldn't believe that.
It was.
I think it'll be either or. I think it'll be Past Lives or Holdovers. Yeah, it's a two-horse race.
And Celine Song's popping up everywhere too. She's on all sorts of round tables. I think the film really has legs. I $2.75. I like that a lot. And I've got a sneaky one to finish on. Bet365, if you're a new customer or an unrestricted customer, they will allow you to cash out bets, which is something that's been very helpful over the years. They've taken it away from me now, unfortunately, but not you. So you take advantage of it. So for the Oscars, supporting actress Rachel McAdams is paying $51 at Bet365. Now, supporting actress, still an unsettled category, but she started to win a few critics awards, and she could be a sneaky chance for a nomination. So just throw something on her at 51, like 10 bucks. If she gets nominated, you will likely get offered a larger price to cash out.
Like it, Tony.
Than what you laid, purely because you got her at like 51. That's just something, a little something to finish on, something to think about, little nomination experiment to see what happens.
Gaming the system, Tony, gaming the system.
And just on the cash out strategy there, Tony, just a reminder to listeners, I've got two bets for sale, actually, Annette Bening and Domingo. Hit us up on Twitter. I'll give you a good price.
I'll take your 5 cents on the dollar there.
I think Professor will take that.